Praise 104.1, DC's Inspiration Station. On the line with me, Erica Campbell of Mary Mary. Always good to talk to you, hon.
You are so welcome. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
So I know the Go Get It Tour is based loosely on the record Go Get It, which is a compilation and remake of some of your favorite hits. And, of course, it's two brand new songs as well. Tell us about the tour.
You know, this is our first time going on tour this big with our own stage, where the entire tour was our brainchild from beginning to end. We have put in the time, you know, we both had babies, and we know we put out this record, and people were really being blessed by the song, Go Get It, and we knew that it was only right that we got out to sing it for the people to touch the people. And I love meeting the fans and singing for the fans because, you know, whether they know it or not, they give us so much encouragement because if you write and sing music that nobody ever listens to and nobody ever plays, and you kind of feel like, well, dang, well, maybe I did something wrong, but you know that people are listening and are blessed by it. We just can't wait to get there. We have done so much, we put so much work in to make sure that this concert is everything that it needs to be, and I hope that everybody comes out so we can all dance and shout and be inspired and uplift Jesus all together.
I love this new single. In fact, DC is really buzzing it, and it just really is a happy song. Tell us about it. Talk a little bit about Sunday morning.
You know, I grew up in church, and Sunday was a big day because you knew you were going to be encouraged. You knew you were going to be uplifted. You know, you had to kind of bypass that main usher in the back. You knew the choir was going to bring it. I mean, it was just so, Sunday was so much for us every single week. And, it, you know, people kind of don't go as much. You got streaming faith and all these other things that people can do, you know, instead of going to church. But I think that it's like an institution in the body of Christ. And we should still honor Sunday morning and still go to church and participate and not just go and sit in the back, but participate in the service so that we glorify God together. And the song is kind of paying homage to Sunday morning, to everything that we experienced, the ushers and the mothers praying and the kids playing the tambourine. It was just, we loved it. We loved it. And so we wanted to write a song about it. So I love that people are enjoying that. How it was, everybody knew everybody's name. It was community. It was family. It was togetherness. It was just so much for me. I learned so much growing up in church. You know, you learn how to clap. You learn how to dance.
Yeah.
You learn how to sing, you know. Mm. You learn how to hold the head up. You learn how to persevere. You learn how to be strong. You learn how to pray.
Exactly.
All these things growing up in church.
Exactly.
So we just wanted to sing a song about it. And I'm really glad that I'm glad you like it.
I love how you guys have reached out and pulled on a number of new artists, some who've been in the industry like Isaac Carey for a number of years, but then brand new artists like Anthony Brown and Tasha Cobbs. Talk about how that came about.
Well, it was really awesome this time around for this tour. We've been friends with Isaac Carey since he was like 18 years old. We did the stage plays together. Oddly enough, this same place, Constitution Hall, me, Tina, and Isaac were background singers. We also did the wardrobe. We also passed out the program. We were the flunkies on this tour, on that tour that we were on a stage play a long, long time ago. So to be able to come back to this venue with Isaac on the tour, opening for us, it is absolutely amazing. And then Anthony Brown is so awesome. And his song, Testimony, oh, my God. That song is crazy.
It is.
It feels really good. I remember being in that space. I remember going to the Stellars and watching the other artists because we hadn't even put a song out yet and wanting to be, you know, in the mix, you know. And so to know that we have that opportunity to have a younger artist on the stage with us, it's just a blessing.
Yeah.
It's an absolute blessing.
Yeah, and really,
so, you
and
know,
really
we've been having a good time. Yeah, you know, a lot of people did it for us. I remember Yolanda being so cool when we did the Such in the Spirit tour with her some years ago, and then you know when we did the Hero tour with Kirk. You know, I could only say thank you for everything that we learned just from watching them do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, hopefully, you know, we can serve as a source of inspiration or help for a younger artist.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm really excited about the reality series coming back season 2 on WeTV. Tell us when the start date begins, because, you know, I'll be front and center in front of my television.
Yes, really soon. December 6th, the show starts. They have followed us on the road and through Tina being pregnant and going to the Essence Festival and my sister getting married and Google talking about leaving California and just so much. You see much more or less in music mode. I think the first season you saw us as mommies and, you know, trying to work through that and the cancellation of a tour. But this time you see how it all goes down and the challenges that we face and trying to stay focused, committed to the ministry and being good sisters to each other, good wives, good mothers. It's so much. And I think the everyday mother will really understand that, you know, she's not alone. And then we all deal with the same things, the mommy guilt and trying to stay focused, trying to provide for your family, trying to stay committed to your career. You know, it's hard, but there are rewards in staying committed. So, yeah, they'll get to experience all of that on season two.
I love the reality show, Erica, too, because it really just get an opportunity for people to see your heart and really see who you guys are. And, you know, it's television, so I still know that, you know, it's something restricted. It's a little piece of really being able to get behind the scenes and see that you really love God and love what you do.
God be the glory. God be the glory for absolutely everything that he has done.
Amen.
You know, this music business is not easy at all, and people would think, you know, with all that we've done that it would be easy by now.
Yeah.
But every single album, every single tour, every single time, it is hard work, really, really hard work.
It is.
So a lot of people think that, you know, that means that they're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
If you weren't threatening the enemy's kingdom, he wouldn't be fighting you.
If he
didn't think that your music was going to come out and make an impact, he wouldn't be bothering you. So I just want to encourage the artists that are, you know, doing their thing and you're facing those obstacles. Keep going. Keep pushing forward. You can do it. You can change the industry. You can shift the industry, and your music can be a blessing to people. But you got to work hard in order to get there.
Well, girl, I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow at Constitution Hall, asking everybody to get your tickets at Ticketmaster locations.
Thank you. I hope everybody comes out. We're really looking forward to the DMV showing up. Yes, we are looking forward to it.
We'll bring
comfortable shoes. I want everybody to bring their comfortable shoes because we ain't playing with y'all.
I believe that, girl. All right, hon, get some rest. We'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. Can't wait. Love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.